Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. No ordinary worship here on Daily Fire. Hallelujah. Don't you feel his presence? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Fire, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is something good is happening. Something good is happening. And we're in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, you can call in on air by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in live at 7, you can always ensure that you do not miss the fire by following the podcast, so the recording will be texted to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, that's text the letters or message DF, as in Daily Fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text which includes today's message. Now, all of this information, if you were unable to write it down, is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire, F-I-R-E.com. F-E-E-L-D-F-I-R-E.com. Now I'm in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, reading from the KJV. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, meaning God, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Glory to the Lord. Come on and give God praise for his word wherever you are. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Something good is happening. There's a song by gospel artist Jonathan Nelson. The title is Anything Can Happen. He says, you are about to experience a life-changing moment. You won't be the same way you came, because he's in our very midst. You will be healed, delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is here, anything can happen in here. In here, in here, anything can happen in here. In here, in here. Don't you feel his presence? because we're about to get to something good is happening. This moment is designed for God to change your life. The heavens are open. The portals are open. My spirit is open for God to do anything, anything. Because anything can happen in here and here. Something good is happening in here. Something good. Something good. And he goes on to say, miracles are happening in here. In the book of Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 that I just read unto you, we read the biblical record of something good happening. You see, Moses was just a little shepherd, if you will. He was really, really a fugitive because, you know, his mother had placed him out in the little basket, and Pharaoh's daughter's handmaiden had found him. And so he was raised in the house of Pharaoh, who was the king of the Egyptians, as if he was Pharaoh's grandson, the son of, or adopted son, if you want to say, of Pharaoh's daughter. But Moses, as he grew up, he began to understand the afflictions of his people, the Israelites who were slaves under the Egyptians. And so Moses had stood up to advocate for his people, if you will, and in doing so, he actually ended up slaying one of the Egyptians. So he went on the run, and then, you know, he's out there, he's on the run, he's now married, and he's tending the sheep of his father-in-law, Jethro, and all of a sudden, he sees a bush burning. Well, seeing a bush burning in and of itself is not anything miraculous. I mean, we see wildfires today, right? And that doesn't mean anything. But the significance of this bush burning is that the bush was never consumed. It just kept staying in its original state despite the fire. So this caused Moses to turn aside and say, wait a minute, I need to go see this thing. You see, Moses was in the midst of a life-changing moment. So he goes over to see why it's not burning up, and then God calls out to him. And Moses understands who it is. So he says, here I am. And God says, take off your shoes because the place where you're standing is holy ground. Now, it wasn't holy ground when it was originally formed. It was holy ground because the presence of God was there. And wherever the presence of God is, that is where your holy ground is. And wherever your holy ground is, when you're in the presence of God, that's where anything can happen. Something good can happen. Miracles can happen. And miracles are happening because something good is happening for you right now. Ooh, isn't that good teaching? What's happening for you right now? Something good. Come on and answer me wherever you are. What's happening for you right now? Something good is happening for you right now. In the book of Exodus chapter 14, when Moses led the Israelites to the Red Sea and the Egyptians were pursuing them, and it seemed like death was on either side. The sea is in front of us and we cannot cross it. The Egyptians are behind us pursuing us and we cannot fight them. That place where Moses was, where he lifted up his hands, where he cried out to God, that was holy ground. And because God was in the midst, which made it holy ground, something good could happen right there. So God parted the Red Sea. In the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 through 33, Jesus was out walking on the water, and his disciples were in the boat. And Peter looked up, and he saw Jesus walking on the water. And because Jesus' presence was there, that then made that area of the water holy ground. And so when Peter said, I want to come and try this, I want to walk on the water, and Jesus said, come, Peter was able to get out of the boat and walk on water. Wherever Jesus is, anything can happen. Something good is happening. Miracles can happen. In the book of John, chapter 11, verses 38 through 44, when Lazarus was already dead, and his sisters Mary and Martha, they'd already sent for Jesus, and Jesus took his time getting there. And when he got there, they said, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. But Jesus told them, wait. This is for the glory of God, because what you found to understand is that I am here, and wherever I am, that is holy ground, and wherever holy ground is, it is a life changing moments. Anything can happen. Miracles can happen. Something good is always happening. So he raised Lazarus from the dead. In the book of Mark 16, after Jesus had given his life as a ransom for our sins and laid in the grave 3 days, he arose. He arose because you see, wherever Jesus is, wherever God's presence is, even if death is in the midst, it then is converted to holy ground. It becomes a life-changing moment where anything can happen. Miracles can happen. Something good is happening. Today, brothers and sisters, I have come to encourage you that Jesus is in your midst right now. And wherever he is, it is holy ground. And because he's here, anything can happen. Miracles can happen. Something good is happening for you right now. What is that something good, Evangelist Rossi? That's what you're asking. I'm saying that something good is anything that you need to happen. Any miracle that you need to happen. Something good is happening in your atmosphere. This is a life-changing moment for you. This is an epiphany. The light bulb is going off that wherever Jesus is with you, on your job, in your home, wherever he is with you, in your church, in your car, on the bus, on the bicycle, when you're walking, in your secret and sacred place, wherever he is, it's holy ground. And because of that, something good is happening. It's happening for you and it's happening for me. Let's get ready to go into prayer because something good is happening right now. He's in our midst. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, the honor. We just thank you because something good is happening right now. You're in our midst and anything is happening. Anything good is happening. Miracles are happening. We're being healed and delivered. We're being set free and saved. We're being sanctified. Father, our moods are lifting. Hallelujah. Our obstacles are being overcome. Our battles are being won because wherever you are, that is holy ground and it becomes a life-changing moment. Something good is happening. Something good is happening in the atmosphere. Something good is happening. Something good is happening. Something good, something good, something good is happening. For every person listening, something good is happening. Something good is happening. Miracles are happening. Hallelujah. And we praise you. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Our souls are on fire. Hallelujah. Oh, we honor you for it. We praise you in advance. Something good is happening. Something good is happening. Your angels are all around us. Something good is happening. Your power is here. Your blessings are here. Your latter rain is here. Something good is happening. Hallelujah. For our families, hallelujah. For our situations, hallelujah. For our marriages, hallelujah. For everything we need, something good is happening. And we believe it and we receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise him. I got to give the altar call and then I got a surprise ending for you today. Come on, just praise him. For those who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I come repenting of my sins. Hallelujah. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody say, something good is happening for me. Say it again. Something good is happening for me. And add right now. Hallelujah. Listen, do not forget to attend your daily devotional with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern here on Daily Fire by calling in to 323-870-4180. If you know you can't call in at 7, go ahead and follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday by texting the message VF to phone number 33222. Everything you need and all of that information is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. FeeldFire.com. Now, our topic for today's Daily Fire is something good is happening. Your task for today is to convert everywhere you are into holy ground by invoking the presence of God so it becomes a life-changing moment where anything can happen, miracles will happen, something good will happen for you. I'm going to end with that song for you today. I want you to hear it by Jonathan Nelson. Anything can happen. I'll see you tomorrow. Miracles, something good already around you, already happening.
You are about to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came.
Break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.